It's the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy Show, making healthy living fun for everyone.
I want to congratulate you on the show. It's really great.
Well, thank you. That's great to hear.
And I actually have your book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone. I love it.
You guys are excellent. I check you guys out every week.
I love your show. And every week I learn something new, so I think it's great.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Join Dr. Fitness.
No, it's no longer a six-pack. No, it's the eight-pack and the 12-pack.
And the Fat Guy.
Or what I have, the pony keg.
They deliver the skinny. On Getting Skinny.
Doctor, what are you doing today? You look a little different. You look much thinner. Your clothes are just hanging off you. And your hair.
Lee, it's good to see you, bud.
I can see your scalp. That's how short your hair is.
How's my scalp look?
It's shiny and white.
Shiny and white. We just start off the show, and I wanted to know. I said that you look like you've lost weight because
Thank you, doctor.
I was just saying that people have been commenting that I've lost weight.
Yeah.
Right. And then I said I can definitely tell that you've lost weight just by looking at how your clothes fit on you.
I don't think that's what you said, but we'll go with you.
John, is that what did I say something different? I said because
yes,
of your clothes.
But that was a nice way of changing it to make it seem like it was less offensive. Good job.
Maybe I have a problem.
You think?
Maybe I have a problem with what I think I said versus what I really
said.
That's
definite.
I definitely think you've lost weight. I think now the show should be called Dr. Fitness and the Fit Guy. What do you think?
No. I'm not fit. I'm just lost
weight.
Yeah,
you are. You're fit.
I don't know.
You're fit. I'm telling you.
Well, the good news is together we're down 25 pounds.
25 pounds.
That means
3 pounds. You lost 3 pounds from last week, and this is after we ate two
meals within an hour of
within
each
an
other.
Hour. But they were salmon related.
So then maybe that was
and
the
vegetables.
Key.
Maybe that was it.
But you know what's interesting is now one of us is done. 25. Right? So we're
one
halfway
of,
home.
One of us is done? I don't like hearing that because that usually means you.
Exactly. I'm looking you to get out
you
as quickly as possible.
You were telling me you wanted to bail on this thing.
I'm thinking it maybe take off a leg.
Are you enjoying yourself with this? Or you
no,
are you miserable?
Miserable.
You're miserable.
I have crossed into miserable land.
You're in miserable land. Now, is this because you can't go to restaurants? You're like,
yes, it's just
you're not going to be able to maintain this, right?
No, I know for sure I won't.
You're not going to be able to maintain this.
Not a chance.
And What do you think you're going to have to give up? What do you think it's going to be the first thing it goes with what you're doing?
I'll stop writing everything down.
So it's the stopping, the writing.
The writing everything down for me is the critical element.
That's the critical element
absolutely.
For you.
Absolutely.
Okay. But you've still been going to restaurants and everything, right?
Yeah. Last night, pizza.
You had pizza?
Yeah.
Where'd you go? Fellini's?
No, Blue Moon Pizza.
Where's that?
It's one of your old Life Chiropractic hangouts in Marietta.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it good pizza?
It was all right.
What'd you have, a slice?
I had two slices of margarita and a salad.
And you ate the whole slices?
Two slices, yeah.
And you're still down 3 pounds.
That's why I can't figure this out.
Man.
Maybe it's tapeworm.
That's
that was
awesome.
I was
kind two of slices and a salad. You got to think. You
what
gotta
kind
be
of
up.
Diet is that?
I mean, I have a slice and my weight goes up like a cannonball.
That's what I thought, too.
Man. Well,
it's margaritas.
I will tell you that since we started, you know, and I started tracking my running and stuff.
Yeah.
I will tell you that my runs keep getting faster and faster and faster. If I knock off 20 more pounds, I think I'm going to be an Olympic. I think I'm going to be a competitive runner.
Right. Masters.
I think so. I mean, I ran today. Lee.
Yes.
4.5 miles.
Yeah.
You know what my pace was today?
3-minute miles.
7:30 miles.
Wow.
7:30s.
So you ran 4.5 miles in what, 30 minutes?
A little bit over. It was like 31 something, 31. If you want, go to my Dr. Fitness account on Nike. You can see all the runs that I've had in August. Everything is there. There's, I think, like 19.
Well, do you put a link up on your blog?
No,
Sam?
I don't.
You should do
that. I don't know how to do all that stuff.
Yeah, you do.
I've been seeing
you've been blogging every week now.
I'm blogging. I'm
like
putting my recommendations.
I think two times you've done it.
I've done it,
but
I will get to it, and I will make sure that there is
put it up there
every
so
week. There's something I'm going to be putting out all of my recommendations of things that people should be doing, products they should be trying, and things that'll help them lose weight. And matter of fact, I'm going to blog about this new book I'm reading. Really good book. What's
is
it called?
Is it a comic book? Cartoons?
I don't know. Hold on. I don't know what the name is. I think it's by... It's that guy, the head of the FDA. Let me get it. Hold on.
Hold on. What do you think? Hold on. We're not on the phone. Dude, we're doing a radio show. What are you doing?
I know.
You
relax.
Left?
It's called The End of Overeating.
And then it has a picture of carrot cake? What kind of book is
and
this?
And the carrots. Taking control of the insatiable American appetite. David Kessler was the head of the FDA.
Oh, that's your buddy, Nikki Miko's
Nikki Miko. And by the way, for all of our listeners out there, make sure you check out this month's new edition.
The Apple.
Eating Well Magazine.
On the cover.
Beautiful apple. So I was
I think they should have. It wasn't an open apple. It was just a.
Nikki should be on our show, I think, next week. Coming on for the new issue. But I was emailing her yesterday and today, and I said how beautiful that apple is. And she said it was from Texas.
Oh.
It wasn't.
It wasn't from Texas?
No, because it was so big, and, you know, she was making.
Oh, that was a joke?
Right, because I was.
Email, it's hard to tell.
You know, I grew up in between two apple orchards.
I know. I've seen you jump a fence to steal apples from
And we
farmers.
Had amazing apples, and I figured they either come from Jersey, but that apple is actually from Vermont.
A Vermont apple?
It's a Vermont apple.
So
it's
it had a little
apple.
Bit of smell of
and
manure.
And I like the fact it had a little bit of the water. Like, a little, like that. I like
they
that.
They spritz that.
Yeah. But yeah, this book, The End of Overeating, taking
What'd you
control
learn?
Of
I
the
see you've read
American
almost,
appetite.
What, 6 pages?
Yeah, it's about 6 pages. While I was eating pizza, I was reading the book. But it seems that there's kind of like this, they go into the details of.
Are we getting this guy on?
Yeah, we should get him on.
All right, so let's not waste our time.
I know, but I just want to I haven't read that much. I want to tell you what so far what I've learned.
Okay, good.
That there seems to be, there was right about the end of, I think it was like in the end of the 80s, there was this tremendous spike in obesity.
Yeah.
A huge spike. Like all of a sudden, we're gaining weight at a nice
pace. I think that
place.
Was when Richard Simmons went off the air.
You think, or Jack Elaine left the air.
Right.
And remember we saw that video just recently of Jack Elaine, him on TV?
Right.
What a mishugana. Guy was crazy.
Speaking the truth, what, 50 years ago?
50 years ago, but he was going off the cuff on that, wasn't he? I mean, that was like TV at its worst.
No,
you know?
That was good.
Yeah, but he was great. I used to love watching him. And he looked great, man. Wouldn't he look, that whole jumpsuit outfit? But anyway, in this book, they talk about, it seems like there was a creation of the perfect storm of why all of a sudden obesity rates.
Are they blaming this on soda again?
No.
Because I'm a little over this.
No, it's
this
not. They're not.
Corn,
they're
fructose,
not,
high fructose.
They're
corn
not
syrup.
Blaming it on soda. And so far, what I'm seeing right now is this. It's this wonderful creation of sugary, salt, tasting, things that taste really, really good that we've just gotten bombarded with. All of a sudden, we got all this stuff. And the first of all, if you think about it.
Good. Let's bring Pepsi.
All the no, it's not
it's
Pepsi.
Frito-Lay.
I don't like Pepsi. But all of a sudden, we see this proliferation of all these restaurants and the availability of food. Like,
right.
Like all of a sudden, there was, you know, think about how many McDonald's and, you know, Burger Kings and Wendy's. All of a sudden now, it's so readily available to you. It really created this perfect storm of availability of food. That really wasn't, that was high in calories and stuff like that. So
what's the recommendation that we should?
I haven't gotten there
You know
yet.
What, maybe we call
I don't
up
know
that
to fix
the congresswoman and maybe
no,
we can ban restaurants.
He talks about how it's really, this is really a brain thing. It goes back to that mindless eating. It goes back to how you can really control this stuff. But anyway, Lee, there was a study. I want to tell you about this. This is
good. You've been doing research. You're reading. This is, man.
You like this. I'm really becoming a doctor.
I don't know what's happened. You're becoming a thought leader.
I want to talk to you about this because I want to find out where you fit in this. There was a survey, 20,000 people, okay, that were surveyed in regards to this. This guy by the name of Dr. Philip Tierno. He is the director of clinical microbiology and immunology at NYU Medical Center. He has a book called The Secret Life of Germs. But they talk about how clean.
Another thing you like.
No, this is great. They talk about like how clean people are and like their habits
are
and stuff
clean?
Like that.
I'm probably not
but
clean
like,
enough.
Let's. I want to find out. So, you know, first thing is about picking your nose.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, you know, should you pick your nose? Shouldn't you pick your nose? Guess how many people. Confess to picking their nose.
They confess to picking their nose. I'd say 50%.
71%.
They confessed?
71% said they do. 29% said they don't.
The 29% are liars?
But here's the deal. They're saying it's not harmful. I disagree. And I'll tell you why I disagree.
Yeah. I trust you over the microbiologist.
No, I'll tell you why. Look, they say if you do pick, wash your hands. Now, do you know why they suggest washing your hands if you pick
before
your nose?
Before or after you pick?
Both. Probably both.
Both.
But it says
who's going to wash your hands?
But
both.
If you do pick, it's probably after. Because we learned when I was doing one of our wellness minutes that the MRSA virus, guess where it lives?
In your nose.
In your nose. So you got to be real careful about getting a MRSA virus. That's the origin of where we get that from.
From boogers. Who
from
knew?
From boogers. Now, what about cleaning your ears? Do you clean your ears?
Clean my ears?
Do you think you should clean your ears?
No, I would say no.
You would say
that.
No, really?
Yes.
Do you clean
yes,
your ears?
I do.
You do clean your ears.
Squeaky clean.
But you say that you really shouldn't. Well, a lot of people, they say, there's a lot of people that
I think you need the wax. That protects your ears in some way, I would guess.
73% clean your ears every few days to a week, and 20% clean them a few times a month. But guess what?
What?
You don't need to clean your ears.
No, you don't.
No, you really don't. But they do say that earwax can cause auditory problems, but hygienically, this really isn't a problem. You really shouldn't clean your ears.
No, so stop doing that.
And those people get those candles, crazy candles. You ever see that?
No, I don't
they
know about that.
They light a flame and they clean their ears.
I try to keep fire away from my head at
all
times.
Yeah, don't worry about that. You don't have to worry about that. Now, what about re-wearing clothes? Are you a re-wearer?
Yeah, absolutely.
You re-wear your clothes?
Yeah.
You think it's hygienic?
I would say no. I would say not hygienically the best move.
Well, re-wearing clothes once or twice, the doctor says, is just fine. So you don't have to worry about that. But
what clothes? Like, I'm not going to re-wear, like, underwear.
Well, we're going to get to that. I guess that's my next thing. We're going to get to that. But the doctor says if you re-wear your clothes more than five times, you may want to remember we shed.
Five times?
Yeah.
That's a little much.
You don't want to do that because we shed skin cells and perspire
five times.
But now, guess how many people re-wear their underwear?
I would hope none. Is it more than none? Because that's the wrong answer. Anything more than none is the wrong answer.
Who re-wears underwear? I can't even imagine that.
No, that's...
17% admit to re-wearing your undies once or twice, and 5% of you fess that you re-wear them more than three times.
Well, those are the homeless people in the sample.
It's that the doctor says undergarments should be changed daily.
Yeah, that's obvious.
I'm crazy.
Sure you're changing your underwear three times a day.
Yeah, I don't want to get into all these, but there was one more I wanted to talk about. This was about hair washing.
Every day.
You wash your hair every day?
Yeah, that's probably too much.
It's too much. You don't need to wash your hair every day because of the oil. You dry your scalp and stuff like that. But a lot of people do that. Probably almost 50% wash your hair at least once a day.
Well, not only do I wash, so I do it twice.
You relather.
Right.
Now, what about replacing your toothbrush?
Every time I go to the dentist.
You need to get a free toothbrush?
Yeah,
that's what you do?
I would never buy a toothbrush. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, 51% replace their toothbrush every 3 months.
I wait when I go to the dentist. They give you another one.
And I'm a big flosser. Yeah. A huge flosser.
Well, now I have...
I
do the Sam Muslim, whatever his name was.
Oh, the guy we had on
right.
the show?
I do
the
whole
water
thing.
Pick.
I got the water pick. I got the floss. I got the... what's the other? Brushing?
The only thing is, I don't know what to... With the water pick, I'm afraid that the thing isn't clean. I don't know how to clean my water pick. But I have the ultrasonic toothbrush now.
Yeah.
I have the ultrasonic... fluorescent light that cleans
the man.
Yeah,
you're
I got
like,
a whole science project going on.
But I like the water pick. That's a recent thing for me, the water pick. But that thing, it feels like it's doing stuff.
Yeah, the water pick is killer.
That's almost like a relaxing thing.
Yeah, but I don't know if
you don't think it does anything?
No, I think it does a lot. But does it take the place of having to get your teeth cleaned? Because I hate getting my teeth cleaned.
Well, I'll find out.
I hate the scraper. I hate that whole scraping thing. That drives me insane. I don't like that at all. It's just a pain. I don't like that.
Now, that's the thing about dentists. Why are they using that kind of metal pokey thing? Come on. You can't invent something that's like a laser beam or that dissolves. They have the ultrasonic thing that dissolves kidney stones. What, they can't clean tartar without a metal pokey thing?
It depends on It depends on your dentist. And speaking of dentistry, I was reading this great article in the new Lifetime Fitness magazine.
Yes. I thought we're not talking about them since they treated you so poorly last time.
I'm still a member.
But they still treated you poorly.
I still am a member.
Do they have towels?
If it was so poorly, I would quit.
No, you like it too much.
Right. I like it too much. And what do you got? Was that a friend of yours calling in, John, during the show? Somebody from next week is calling in this week.
He's got a date.
Is that for soccer?
One of our groupies.
Are you getting calls for soccer now for Sunday, from Saturday morning soccer? Is that what that is about?
Bounce the ball off your head once for yes, twice for no.
Or no. Mm. I think this is a soccer show. He's getting calls in about the soccer show now. So anyway, I think that
Yeah, so what happened in Lifetime? They said something about dentistry?
No, in the magazine, it's a great, but talking about holistic dentistry. You know,
holistic
there's
dentistry?
A,
come on.
They had a whole article about it. I definitely recommend that you read it because it's definitely, there. I think there's some truth to it because now there's dentists that believe that root canals, this whole root canal thing.
It's a myth.
Well, the problem is that when you go in there and you have a root canal, you create an
a
entry
hole
point
in the tooth where stuff can get in.
Right,
and
you create
cause
an
infection.
Entry point for bacteria.
Right,
and that no matter what, you're creating a bigger storm of problems
than
later on right. because of the fact that now you have a cesspool for where bacteria can live, and that's not good. So yeah. I've got a bunch of root canals done. I think I should get them all the teeth pulled out.
Start again. Start fresh.
Yeah. And what's wrong with dentures?
Exactly.
Who's saying, what's this whole movement about not having dentures? I think they're kind of cool. You
it's the way
probably
to go.
Get the bright,
it's
shiny
easier.
Teeth. Oh, wait, before we get our first guest on, did I tell you, I think I'm going to get that procedure, that brightening, the whitening
Why?
Teeth? I don't know.
Come on. That
yeah.
is ridiculous.
I think I'm
gonna
get it done.
There's no way you're doing it.
No, October. I'm getting it done in October.
There's no way you're doing it.
I'm definitely doing it.
Dude, are you crazy?
No.
Why would you do that?
You sit there with a light, some infrared
there
light.
There is no way you're
doing
that.
Fluorescent light. It's the
Mr.
same thing
no
I
No Antibiotics is doing the Mr. Zoom Bright or whatever it's called. There's no way you're doing that.
Well, we'll see what
no
happens.
No way.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that later. But I want to bring on our first guest today. We have Katie Neiman from Fit Flops. She is a spokesperson from Fit Flops. Katie, how are you today?
I'm very, very good, thank you.
Well,
great to be on the show. How are you guys?
We're fantastic, and I want to tell you that Fit Flops, first of all, I don't know how to describe it because I don't want to call it a flip-flop. It's not really a flip. It's not really a flip-flop. It's a Fit Flop. But I must tell you.
I'll tell you. It's a flip-flop with a gym built in.
With a gym built in.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I've had a pair. Now, when I first got this pair.
Yeah.
I was a little skeptical. The heel looked a little bit big for a guy. I don't know. It kind of looked like I was like
a little
Elton John, a little metrosexual. But I must tell you, they were, and I wore them every day for a year. And these were by far the best fit flops I've ever had in my life.
Why, thank you.
Incredible.
This is our biggest problem we find is that when you've got a fit flop on your foot, you just don't take it off because they're so comfortable and they're good for you. Not only are you activating your muscles when you walk, but it's basically emulating walking barefoot. So you're putting your foot and your feet in the best walking environment that you can. They absorb a lot of shock, so they're protecting your joints and relieving stress off your joints, especially your back and your knees. They're also, in terms of your feet, they're so comfortable because they're basically diffusing the pressure in your feet, so taking that pressure off your heels and your forefeet. Not to mention the fact that every step you take, they are stimulating your muscles from your feet up through your lower body, so you're getting a workout while you walk.
Have you guys thought about making them less sturdy so that you can sell more?
Yeah,
so that they break and they fall apart like regular flip-flops do. That way you sell more.
Mine lasted for a whole.
They're lasting too long.
Mine lasted a whole year without until I blew a tire, and I'm telling you that
fantastic.
Was every day using them. Now I got to tell you the thing. I've worn flip flops, and after wearing them for like let's say an hour or two, my back is killing me. These.
And do you know why?
Because they suck. They were terribles.
It's a podiatrist nightmare because what happens is this is why they're flopping, basically. You've got that flop aspect of them because your toes are having to curl to keep that flip-flop hanging on there onto your foot. And they provide no cushioning, no arch support, absolutely no benefit, apart from the fact that it's stopping your foot being in contact with the ground and sharp objects, that kind of thing. So that your poor toes, therefore your calf and the muscles in your body are straining to keep that shoe on the foot, which is just not right. So the flip-flop, what we did is, the fit flop, we put the upper, so the bit that sits over your foot, sits quite high up, and
right.
there's quite a lot of material too. So that means your foot's kept in alignment, and it's kept snug, so there's no flopping about it at all.
Now, I noticed that this is typically, you know... Yes, no, we're here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I noticed that this is very popular with the ladies. This is that really has taken off. The ladies really like it a lot, and the guy, you know, you have a couple of models for the guys. not a lot of stuff. Tell us a little bit about, and you guys are moving into a whole other line too of these, almost like where they're kind of almost like shoes.
Absolutely. Now, the reason we're doing that, I think it just makes sense because we've got women and yourself. You've been wearing the fit flop sandal for a year now.
Right.
You happily wear them all through the summer. You don't take them off. I've got friends of mine, their boyfriends and husbands are saying to them, you know, do you think you can possibly change your shoes once this season? You know, people are wearing them to weddings now. They're getting married in them. Are wearing them out to dinner because I think we're very conscious of fit-flop. It's fashion meets function. It's a great way to keep you and your wardrobe in shape. And we've got a really cool Italian designer who designs all of our sandals. And we embrace all the latest trends. So we're very conscious about how we look. And equally, we're conscious to provide our customers what they need. And what they need is a fit-flop with a roof on top, basically, to see them through now for every season. So we are so delighted to launch with our cold weather lineup. Basically.
The cold weather lineup.
Yeah. Is there going to be a stiletto fit-flop you guys working on?
It would be great, hey. But that's why they're called killer heels, you know.
Right.
They kill you.
Now, is Victoria Beckham, does she wear these at all?
I very well hope so. I haven't seen her out in them, but I hear she has a pair. We've got all kinds of people that I do know that wear them. We've seen spotted in them. I mean, Oprah had them on her show last year with Heidi Klum. They were in her top 10 for the summer item. Julianne Moore wears them. She bought our Gladiator ones, which are really cool. There's a seriously long list of celebs that are wearing them, and they're wearing them for exactly the same reason everybody else is. They look great, but they feel incredibly comfortable, and they're giving you this hidden workout that nobody can see what's going on, but that butt is firming and toning. And the boot that we've got this amazing boot called the Snugger, which is like a part hip lock. That's like part hip lock, part
right.
hip lock. It's like a snow boot, really groovy, like patent puffy padded. They've all got the same technology in there, our multi-density midsole. So whatever shoe you're wearing from Fit Flop, it's the same experience and the same benefits, which are great. We've got like calf boots, a shearling line, so they're just so cozy.
I like that. They're cozy.
We've got like fashionable, functional, cute boots called the Muckluck. We've got slippers.
I like the names. Katie, I like the names, the ones that you came up with these. These are great names of shoes. Yes, Snugger. I like those.
Yeah, they're fun. Thank you. They're fun. And we really are getting rather excited about them. People screaming out and going, what the hell am I going to do? These shoes that I'm wearing, these don't come off my feet, and that they're crying out for them. So we're very pleased that they look great. Have you ever seen people walk in UGG boots before?
Yeah.
Just generally, boots like that sometimes the heel is slipping off the back of the shoe,
right.
And completely unprotected. So that's another thing that you can be assured with our boots. Your foot is kept in position. The heel is well protected, but your foot still within the boot has the flexibility to move and be free, like kind of keys on a piano. So all of those bones in your feet, there's about 26 bones in your feet, and 7,000, like it was, 7,600 nerve endings in your feet. That's the whole foot. The fact that you're stimulating your feet is so important for your whole body, for your energy, for your well-being. And that's the root, really, of where we're coming from. So if you can support the feet and put it in the best environment possible, stimulate it, your whole body will benefit.
Now, do you think that you're going to go and get a little tired about the foot thing and move on to other body parts?
No, they're fit-flops. What do you think they're
like
going to do?
Maybe a line of, you know, like
hands? Pants. For your
hands? Hands, shirts, gloves, you know, hats.
Yeah.
No, I
why
think
not?
Why not?
I was thinking one this. Okay, what about sneakers? Are you guys going to get into
like
sneakers?
Cleats? You think they can do cleats?
Sneakers.
You
yeah,
know, or tennis knickers. Shoes.
Or know. Knickers? Yeah. What about knickers?
Knickers?
Yeah, that's
Tony knickers. Yeah. Oh, you could just sit down at work, tone away. It's good,
eh? Yeah.
You never know. Marcia, who founded fit-flops, she founded Bliss Bars, and also Soap and Glory, which is in Target. Brilliant, like really sassy, great body butters, lipstick called Sexy Mother Pucker.
Oh, man.
Don't forget that one.
I think we just beeped you out. I think we had to beep you out on that. Sorry.
I can say that very slowly.
That's
Sexy motherfuckers.
That's a little risque, Katie.
Dirty motherfuckers. I like that. I love that.
This is what it's about. Marcia's always had great fun with her brands, and it's about making people laugh and smile, and it's engaging. And there's plenty of things up her sleeve at the moment, toning propositions out there. But just you wait and see what she comes up with next.
Do you think, Katie, you're going to do some stuff with kids too? Is there going to be a kids line at all?
Yes, in fact, we're doing a trial at the moment, and the kids line are launching in the spring. The good thing about kids is, you know, obviously they're not focused on toning at all, but what the kids will benefit from, what children will benefit from, is all about freedom for their feet. So, as I was saying, putting your kids' feet into an environment where their toes can spread effectively,
right,
and stimulating their feet, so giving them the right environment from the word go, so they don't end up in 20 years' time with crooked feet from heels and shoes that basically are the antithesis of what we're trying to do with your feet. They constrict, they dictate what your muscles are doing. They stop your muscles from working. When in the fit-flop, it's all about getting those muscles functioning and, working for you.
Katie, do you ever get a little tired about talking about feet all the time?
No, she loves feet.
She has like a foot. Do you have to have like
a foot girl.
Katie, you must have beautiful feet. Is that true? To get
They're
this job,
bad.
To be a spokeswoman for FitFlop,
you got to have foot fetish?
You have to have beautiful feet. You can't like have feet that, you know, like have like the hammer toes.
Well, clogs and boots come in handy, isn't it? Thankfully, my feet aren't bad. But even people with bunions and this kind of thing, we've got some great shoes coming out next spring with kind of like adjustable straps, and the positioning of the upper sits can cover bunions and that kind of thing. So even if you're not that proud of your feet,
right?
If you don't have to have mean feet. It's all about no mean feet. We've got something to cover them.
Now, Marcia,
at least I get to have pedicures all the time. It's a really good excuse. My feet are on show, so I can look after them.
Katie, do you
reason to do that?
Are there any pictures of your feet on the website anywhere?
You know what? Even if I submitted them, I'm not sure you'd know they were mine anyway.
Well, that way you can point it out because, you know, we'd like to put a picture up of you. And
yes,
maybe
wearing the fit flops. Katie, is there any – wait, do you speak to Marcia very often?
Every day. They work together.
Okay, listen. We ask her if she's up for getting a Dr. Fitness shoe and a fat guy shoe. You know, a fit flop, a Dr. Fitness flip flop and a fat guy fit flop.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, what do you think?
We're going to have to change the name. She'll have. Yeah, she's very clever. She'll come up with a better name.
Yeah, exactly. Something kind of sleek.
Like the fat guy might be a fat plop.
Yeah,
instead of a fit flop.
Yes.
There you go. We like that. Well, I got to tell you, I can't speak more highly of your product. I think you guys have the best footwear that's out there, the best fit flop, the best. If you're wearing a flip flop, get rid of it. Mm. Get a fit flop.
And are they available at all stores?
Where can we get these?
You can get them from Macy's. They're in Nordstrom. I'm thinking about places near you guys. There's a place called Buckles in Atlanta.
Uh-huh. Abracadabra. Shoes. I think I saw them.
Oh, they are in.
Abracadabra.
Abadabra.
Abadabra. That's
right. Alakazam. I think they're available at Alakazam.
Champs and Lady Foot Locker.
Oh, that's right.
Everywhere.
Okay. They need to be in everywhere. They need to be in all athletic places. I mean,
are you online at Zappos?
Yes, in fact. We are.
Zappos, too.
In fact, I was in Atlanta. I can't believe I didn't get to see you. I wasn't there that long ago, and I did an interview for CNN. They did a feature for us, and that's pretty exciting. But Atlanta's a great place. I went to see our flip-flops in all different stores, so I know they're there.
Well, Katie...
Yeah, you lost our number? Why didn't you call us?
When you're back in Atlanta, can you please give us a call?
You could have seen my feet.
Yeah, I would have taken some pictures.
We definitely want to see your feet when next time you're in Atlanta. How's that? We'll take you and your feet out for dinner, and we'll see what kind of flip-flops you're going to wear.
Good.
Is that a plan?
That's the plan.
Okay. Well, listen, we really appreciate you coming on the show. Also, go to the website, FitFlop, not with an S, FitFlop.com. Check out you can also see the winter line, correct, if you go to the website?
That's right. Mm-hmm. And then the autumn-winter ones are arriving kind of mid-September, end of September. So keep an eye on the website, FitFlop.com, and see what's coming up. And equally, next spring, we've got some designer collaborations coming out soon, too. So all sorts. Check it out.
We definitely will.
It'd be great.
Thanks. We really appreciate it, Katie. Thanks for coming on the show today. And we look forward to talking. We look forward to seeing you the next time you're in Atlanta.
Good. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Make sure you check out FitFlops online at fitflop.com. My favorite FitFlop is out there. You got to go check it out. Lee, have you...
when you're online...
Yeah, when you're online.
Dude, this is the important part of this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Check out, what's our website called again?
DrFitnessAndTheFatGuy.com.
DrFitnessAndTheFatGuy.com. Check out, what do we got a lot of stuff on the site now. It's changed from what I understand.
Yes, it's much better looking.
Much better looking. We got wellness minutes. We have recommendations. We have great interviews. You remember the time when we interviewed Mary Lou Henner?
How can I forget?
You remember the time we interviewed Denise Austin?
What about Jacqueline? The time we interviewed the chick from Happy Days?
What about the Playboy Playmates?
Oh, yeah.
She was awesome. Carrie Stevens. That was a great interview. That's one of our popular ones, too.
I know.
That's a very popular one. But make sure you go online. Check us out, drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out all of our wellness minutes. Check out our book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone, the Partner Power Weight Loss Program. Lots of good stuff. There's pictures of John, our engineer, on there as well. He's...
In his FitFlops.
He's in his FitFlops, absolutely. Well, let's bring on our next guest today. Our next guest is Ingo Lee. Go ahead. Weigel?
Ingo Weigel.
Now, we met Ingo. Actually, we met him in New York. We were in the subway.
At Marshall Beach.
No, we were in the subway, and we were getting...
accosted.
We were getting mugged. And all of a sudden,
he carried me on his shoulders.
This guy showed up like from out of the blue, from nowhere.
He had a cape. I remember a cape.
And he broke. There were like four guys, right, Lee, that attacked us.
Yes,
and
maybe
Ingo
eight.
Dismantled three of them. Me, Dr. Fitness, I took care of one.
He pulled me from underneath the seat and carried me to safety.
You crawled up in a little ball in the corner. And we had to make sure that you were safe. But now we met Ingo in New York, and we're excited to have him on the show today. He is a self-defense expert. If you want to kick someone's ass, right, Lee? If you want to kick someone's ass, let's say there's a bully. Let's say there's somebody bothering you. Ingo doesn't say
let's
confront
dialogue.
Them. You want a dialogue, yeah. But he'll show you exactly what you need to do with his book called Self-Defense for Modern Times. Ingo, welcome to the show.
Hi, welcome. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you, and I want to first start off by finding out, how did you get into self-defense?
Were you picked on as a kid?
Was this a need of yours? Did you need to be in
self-defense?
Did
kids pick on you?
No, yes, I was picked on when I was younger, and I always wanted to learn something that actually I can use to protect myself against bigger guys.
Now, is it true?
Bigger guys or girls, not just guys. This will protect you from women, too.
Yeah, because the fat guy got beat up by a lot of girls when he was growing up in South Florida.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're tough. They're tough. They're little but tough.
And they pull hair.
And they poke with those sharp nails.
Yeah, they are mean. They're very mean.
And they pull hair, so that's not good.
And they bite.
And they bite.
Who can forget that? I still have the scars.
So now... tell us a little bit about self-defense, and because we understand that, like a lot of things, you know, I've been reading a lot of things on TV that says that size does matter, but apparently when it comes to self-defense, size really doesn't matter.
No, actually, you're right, it doesn't. And self-defense as an art, like actually what I believe the conventional martial arts are all about is they give you a tool. They give the smaller and weaker person a tool to leverage strength and body height. Because the 6'5" guy does not need any self-defense because he probably does never get attacked on the street.
Right.
But it's the little guy. It's the girl, like the 5-foot girl who gets attacked.
Right.
Right. It's when people attack people, it's the opportunity. They think that person, if I attack them,
that they're going to win. Why
that they're
going to
win.
Right.
The people that only attack people that they think that they're going to be able to beat up.
Absolutely.
Correct?
Absolutely. Like nobody in their right mind would attack somebody who is bigger and stronger than they are.
And holding like a samurai sword.
And holding like a samurai sword, exactly.
Now, doesn't it also help if you have an accent that when you sound a lot like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
People aren't going to mess with you.
Right. Right away, you get a free pass.
Right away. Like, if you sound like that, people are like, uh-oh, this guy sounds tough. But
yeah,
if,
but I only sound like that. I don't look like him. So I'm only like, what, 5'9", 5'10", you know, the average guy?
But now, if you sound like you're French...
Yeah, they're getting beat up all the
time. They're getting
beat
up all the time, right? That's like, forget it.
That's true. That's why I make sure that I have a German accent.
Exactly. That's the way to go. I would do the same thing.
So the first thing is to make sure you pick the right accent.
Yeah, you're...
For self-defense.
Already done that, yes.
Absolutely.
Already covered my ground.
Right. You got to start off there. Now, what about, is there a special haircut that you need to have? Is there
short
something?
Is better.
Right. That you look.
Oh, no, yeah. Short is better in general, so, but it doesn't matter. If you're a girl, you know, you may want to have the long hair.
Right. Right. Now, when you're faced with a confrontation, is there something that you should know, first of all, about... are you sizing up the person?
Yeah,
like,
what are you looking for?
What are you
looking for when you know that there might
be a confrontation? Are you looking for the eyeballs? Like, do you go, okay, I'm going to take out the left eyeball first, and then I'm going to go for the right cheek?
Or you go right to the groin. That's what I do.
Yeah, first to the groin, then to the eyeballs. It's no, like, seriously, if you ever in a confrontation, it's like you do want to look the guy in the eyes. Because what it does is it... other way around, like you probably heard, if you're in the jungle, if you're out in nature and you have a wild animal, you're never supposed to look the animal in the eyes.
Right.
Because
right.
Otherwise they're going to attack you.
Right.
Yeah. Now, if you do the same, like, if you do the same thing in when you get confronted, you make the attacker make a quick decision. Either they're really going to attack you, or they're going to leave you alone.
Right.
And 99.9%. They're going to leave you alone because, remember, their first thought was they don't want to fight you. You know, they believe you're a victim. So, like, whatever they ask for, your wallet, your purse, whatever it is, they expect you to give it to them immediately.
Right.
You know, but if you look them in the eyes, then it's like, you know, all of a sudden it's like you make them wonder. It's like, huh, you know, maybe that was not a good choice.
Right, right. Now, is a lot of self-defense... Is a lot of it already choreographed, things that you're already choreographed about what you're going to do and what you – like, you know, like a lot of times people have never been in a fight before and they don't know what to expect or what they're
going
to do.
Right, because your attacker obviously has had violent confrontations before. They're good at it. Like they're going after people who just
they've
don't
done
have
it
the
before.
Practice.
They've
they don't
done
have
it
any
before.
Practice.
Are there things that you –
That's very true.
Now,
and actually, that comes to the point why today many martial arts programs don't work in real life because they do choreograph certain movements.
Right.
However, recently neurologists discovered there's a part of the human brain that is responsible for making rational and logical decisions. There's another part in the human brain that overrides that logical part when the person is in fear, under stress. And that's the reason why people freeze when they get attacked. Of course, if you sit down with somebody and you ask them, yeah, what would you do? They can tell you all kinds of different things they would do. And then they go to the bathroom and then they get their ass kicked.
Right.
Yes? Because nobody can react that fast if you don't have the proper training.
Right. Now, are there spots of the body that are the zones, you know, like when guys get into fights, you know, they're thinking, I'm going to punch the guy in the nose, you know, they're thinking.
That's what you think?
Well, yeah.
I'm aiming at the groin.
No,
I'm going strong to the groin.
First play. Like, you know, guy gets into
groin
a fight.
First.
Guy goes, you know, guy walks up to the guy, goes, what are you looking at? I don't know, what are you looking at? And all of a sudden, they're like pushing each other, and then somebody's getting hit in the
right
face.
Right there, boom, hit him in the groin.
But that's not, is that?
I'm going to the groin.
What do you think about that, Ingo? What's?
The groin definitely is a good thing. You know, it's a good target to have. But the same as like the nose, the ears, the throat. All of those are good targets because they are pretty much not protected.
And the elbow.
However,
isn't the elbow a good one, too?
That's not even the problem.
What's that?
That's not even the problem.
Oh, okay.
Finding the target. The problem is that when you are confronted, that you actually react and do something.
Right. You got to.
And for most people, lose it.
Oh, right. because people don't react. That what you're saying
too
is that
slow.
They're too slow.
Exactly.
I see.
People, you have to be sort of like proactive. You have to take charge. And that comes back to if somebody confronts you, somebody stops you, and look the person in the eye. That means you take charge of the situation.
Right.
And you decide if you're going to hit the guy or not.
Right. Once you in your mind have decided there's going to be a confrontation, just hit the guy and be done with it. Don't
exactly.
wait for him.
Yeah. No.
That's
but
exactly
now,
what it is. You want to get done with this confrontation as soon as possible, like 2 or 3 seconds, and the whole thing is over. If it takes longer, you're just going to lose.
Right. The longer it goes, the less your chance of success is.
Wow.
Absolutely.
How do you know so much about this?
Dude, I've been bullied my whole life. I know how this works. Exactly. I know exactly how to do this.
That's true. People who actually got attacked at some point in their life, they know that.
Now, Ingo, what about is there anything about distance between you and your attacker? Is there something you should know about distancing? Is there something like how close you should get, you know, about grabbing them and holding on? Is there, you know, what
should you don't want to grab them. Actually, like if you do want to or not, doesn't make a difference. See, like another rule of self, there are only two rules of self-defense. The first one we also actually cover, that you only have a couple of seconds to react. The other rule is that whoever attacks you is stronger. So even if you can grab him, if you can hold, it's not going to help you.
Right.
Because the guy is stronger than you are. There's no way you're going to hold him.
Right.
That actually is, you know, is reason why all the wrestling moves, the joint locks, and those other stuff have nothing to do with self-defense.
I see. So you don't want to necessarily have to grapple with somebody. You don't want to get him in a headlock and, you know.
Oh, absolutely not.
I got you. You want to avoid.
Imagine, like, you know, again, like, I'm like 5'10".
Right.
You know? If I get a guy in a headlock who is, like, let's say 6'5".
Right.
You know, I hold him there. That's nice. But if this guy decides to get up, he's just going to get up. I'm still going to hang on him.
Yeah,
you know?
Now what
but
do you do?
Standing on his feet.
Exactly. Now what?
Yeah.
Exactly. Then now what? Yeah. Then I'm in big trouble.
Now, you also have these things, the Rivat Fitness. Tell me about, what does Rivat mean?
Rivat stands, it's the name of the program. It stands for the Reflex and Violence Training. And it teaches you how to deal with a violent situation or how to control a violent situation. No matter who attacks you, no matter where it is, no matter what. If there's a weapon involved or not, anything.
Now,
and it is a fitness program. It's like a fitness routine.
I see. And do you have workshops across the country?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like mostly right now, like we are in the Chicago area.
Uh-huh.
So, but we're also like branching out to Iowa because there is a group of, there's a group of mixed martial arts fighters who want to get better in the ring in competitions.
I see.
And they also are learning now the Rivat. Because they discovered that this is a much better way of dealing with other fighters.
What do you do if a guy has a gun?
What do I do?
I don't know.
Catch it with my teeth.
The bullets. You catch the bullets.
Now, so you're just, that's it, you lose.
Or do you say, you're going to need a bigger gun? Do you say that to them? You're going to need
a gun.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, you're going to need a bigger gun than that, what you have.
Say hello to my little friend.
I would never... Like, when it comes to self-defense, I would never recommend a weapon.
You don't have a weapon. What about the other guy?
What if somebody comes up to you with a weapon, and they're like...
Well, that's the thing, then it's really where you or where somebody, anybody, would need real training. Because it's a very big part of this is psychologically. See, if somebody walks towards you and shows you a gun or a knife that they have...
Right.
Most of the time, they only want to scare you. They don't want to hurt you. That's why they're showing you this weapon. You're supposed to be scared. You're supposed to be frightened, maybe even whining.
Right.
And then you're supposed to give them whatever they want, the money, whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah? They don't want to hurt you. If somebody really wants to hurt you or kill you with a gun, they're going to do this from across the street, and there's nothing you can do.
Right. Now, should you negotiate with them? Like, if they say, give me your money, like, go, I'll give you half. Should you do that? I'll give you half, and why don't we call it even?
Yeah, give me your address, and I'll mail the rest
I'll
to
mail
you
the rest
in
to
monthly
you.
Increments.
Right. I can give you stock tips. I can give you other things, but I'm not going to give you my money. Should you start negotiating?
You know, that may work, you know, depending where you are. If you're in New York City, then probably it's going to work.
Now, listen, Ingo, are you ever in Atlanta? Because I want to do a workshop. I want you to come here and do self-defense training, violence training with the fat guy. The fat guy tends to be more sarcastic, and he tends to get people angry at him. And I'm a little concerned. You know, there's not a lot. There's a lot of fat guys out there, but not a lot of funny fat guys. And I'm a little concerned about his safety and the future of our show. Can you come here? Do you ever do training here in Atlanta?
I can come here. There's nothing scheduled right now, but you know what? I'm just going to make an extra trip just for the two of you. How's that?
Ingo, listen. We need it. We need your help. I mean, Now here's the deal. I do a lot of running, Ingo. I run a lot, and I'm telling you, I'm not really scared of people attacking me. I'm scared as hell of dogs attacking me. Is there any Revolt Fitness for animal attacks? Yeah, like a dog attacks me?
Or
a
grizzly bear?
Because I have mace that I take with me, but I'm like, you know what? I don't want to carry mace all the time. Is there something I need to know about dismantling a dog or something?
Dogs are not dangerous. What are you talking about?
No, did you hear what happened here in Atlanta?
No, there's dogs. These are big dogs.
Yeah, two people got eaten.
One was a chihuahua, I think.
No, it wasn't a chihuahua. But
unfortunately, it does happen, but it's not the dog, it's the owner.
Yeah.
You got to do it. You got to go after the owner.
Yeah. Forget the dog.
So when the dog attacks me,
dogs don't know better.
Yeah. What is a dog?
So if a dog attacks me, I say to them,
run past it and go to their house.
I say to the dog, bring me your owner. Stop barking and bring me your owner.
Yes, tell him go home.
Go home and bring me the owner.
Follow home and then use your robot training on the guy.
But there's
absolutely.
There's nothing I need to. Should I grab the dog's throat? Like, should I close his mouth? Like, what should I do to the dog?
You know what I like to do? I like to put a little peanut butter underneath their in their mouth, and then that for hours they're occupied. So
yes,
I carry always peanut butter with me.
A little bit of peanut butter with you when you run.
I do.
You didn't know that?
I do.
That's right. Now, Ingo, have you ever been attacked yourself? Have anything ever happened to you?
Yes, all the time.
Yes, I have.
Now, do you find the fact that you're so well trained that like this stuff happened, like comes to you because
you start some things, Ingo, just to show off a little bit in front of the ladies,
yeah, especially in front of a date. Do you ever have anything set up like on a date, like where you go somewhere and you're like some guy, you have it all?
Hey,
you
know, quit insulting my woman.
I've arranged it that way to impress the girls. I do this all the time here.
No, I've done it before, so I was just wondering if you do it too.
Yeah, like it does happen. So it's because, like, you know, again, I don't usually talk when I walk on the street to strangers. So it's like they don't know about my accent. And I look like the average guy. So it's like people half attack me. But I also find myself now, it's like, you know, it doesn't really bother me anymore. It's more like an inconvenience because it's really like, you know, once you know it, it's just like, you know, it's part of you.
Right. Now, do you ever.
So on average, in a given month, how many times you attacked?
Couple times a week.
Like once a month?
I say a couple times a week he gets attacked.
No. Chicago is not that dangerous. No matter, but also, like, recently there were a few attacks.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard that.
No.
There were guys walking home early in the morning in Lincoln Park, which is a very, very affluent area.
Uh-huh.
And they got attacked, you know, so it's like, and really, like, they got beaten.
Yeah.
So, and then everybody freaked out a little bit, but that kind of stuff does not happen to me, and I don't know why.
Now, do you go on patrol? Do you ever say to yourself,
neighborhood watch?
Yeah, like I'm going to patrol.
I'm going to go into the park at night, you know, to protect people.
Right, to protect people, make sure.
It's called research and development.
Right. What was the people in New York used to do that on the subways?
That was the
Guardian Angels with the little berets.
With the berets.
Huh?
Yeah.
Starting that there in Chicago?
That would be great.
Yes, I heard that. I'm not sure if they're also in Chicago. I never see them, so it's like they must be really good.
They're like ninjas. You don't see them.
They're like ninjas, yes.
Right.
Now, Ingo, you don't ever walk around the city like in a Batman costume. Do you ever do something like that to, you know?
Superman.
I got you.
The big ass, not Batman.
Well, okay, the website, Ingo, we really appreciate you coming on the show. The website is revoltfitness.com. The book is called Self-Defense for Modern Times. I recommend that you get it. And also, you have a website called selfdefenseformoderntimes.com as well.
Yes. This is where you can get the book directly.
Listen, a book is one thing. I want the real Ingo. You know, I can get a book about self-defense.
You need him as a bodyguard because you travel a lot.
I do, and I want some Revolt.
Come up to you.
I want to go to the Ravat. Where is the main Ravat training center? Is there one main
in Chicago?
One? It's in Chicago.
It's in Chicago. Yeah. Chicago and Austria, right? Those are the two locations.
So, Ingo, if I come to Chicago, I can come and get a Ravat training with you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Why are you always trying to get free training from people?
Because I really think I need this. You know, I think I need to get some Ravat. I'm really excited. I want to do this. Ingo, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Make sure you go out and get the book. Self-Defense from Modern Times. Check out the website, ravatfitness.com. Always a pleasure. Listen, anything that develops, if you kick someone's ass in the next couple of weeks, give us a call back. We'll have you back on the show.
Send us some video of that.
Right. If you get any YouTube moments, anything like that, let us know, and we'd love to have you back on the show.
Okay, great. You guys are awesome. You're the best.
No, you're the best. Thanks, Ingo. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Take
bye-bye. Care. Make sure you check out Ingo Weigel. Weigel at ravatfitness.com. Also, check out the book, Self-Defense for Modern Times. You can go to selfdefenseformoderntimes.com. And when you're online, make sure you check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our great new website. A lot of good stuff out there. Lots of good information.
Exactly.
A lot of cool stuff, right, Lee?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think people want on our site there?
What do they like?
Yeah.
Well, you can check because it tells you what the most popular things are on almost every
site. That's right. Go to our blog. Go to all of our past shows. Check out our great interviews. And if you missed any part of this interview, it's going to be up this week, right, Lee? With Ingo?
Yeah.
Weigel?
Next week.
And we'll check out. And you'll check out also a lot of great stuff as well. Well, I don't know, Lee. That's all I got.
Call it a day?
Call it a day. Yeah. I just want to let you know there was this lady before we end the show today. This is down in Florida, your neck of the woods, in St. Petersburg. Apparently,
not my neck of the woods.
Yeah, Florida.
The whole peninsula, the whole state is my neck of the woods.
Right. You grew up near there, right? In Miami?
Yeah, Miami's right down the street.
So listen to this. This woman happened to have a defibrillator in her car.
Happened to have one. What did she steal?
She was at a supermarket.
She's selling black market defibrillators?
And some guy had a heart attack, 7-year-old stranger. And she was able. No, the reason why she had a defibrillator in her car is because she steals defibrillators. No, she has a 9-year-old kid who has a life-threatening arrhythmia, so she has to keep a defibrillator around her.
Yeah.
And broke it out.
So she says,
put it on the guy. The guy lived. She's a star.
Wow.
Talk about people helping other people.
It's
like Dr. Fitness.
Everyone
and the
should
guy.
Have their own defibrillator. That's the lesson.
if you don't have your own defibrillator.
I'm surprised that iPod don't have defibrillator attachments.
For the earpods?
little paddles. Pull the charge
call
from your
Jobs.
Eyes.
Call up Jobs, man.
Maybe
he's
Biggs can help us with this.
Call up Jobs.
A little defibrillator
that
plugs into the bottom of your iPod.
Look, can you imagine how many people's lives we've been saving?
Man,
imagine that.
That'd be great.
That'd be so nice. What a great world.
You rub the little fuzzy things together. And then beep.
That's
beep,
right.
Beep.
Right.
While you listen to your favorite song. It's a win-win.
Well, I want to thank our guest for today, Katie Neiman, spokesperson for Fitbox.
I don't think she was from America.
You don't think? Why? Why don't you think that?
She had some sort of accent.
French? What do you think?
She's from England.
It sounded sexy, whatever it was. I like that
accent.
Any
accent for you is sexy. I think you liked Ingo. Right?
Yeah, no, I like that accent. I'd like to have that type of accent. Check out the new products at FitFlops. Make sure you go to their website, fitflop.com. Also want to thank Ingo Weigel from Ravat Fitness. Make sure you check out his book, Self-Defense for Modern Times. Go to his website, ravatfitness.com or selfdefenseformoderntimes.com. For Lee Kanner, I am Dr. Adam Schaffer. Every week we are making healthy living
fun for everyone.
I want to thank our engineer, John, for always doing a great job. We will see you next week, same time.